Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
A cotton farmer from southwestern Oklahoma will lead the Senate in 2017. Mike Schultz from Altus has been selected by the Republican caucus to be the president pro tem in 2017. We talked with him last night at the 2016 Oklahoma FFA convention.
Very humbling, very honoring that my caucus family would do this. You know, ready to go, putting a lot of faith in me, but I'm ready to go to work for them.
As was mentioned here a while ago, some of the congratulations you got. You've come quite a ways from your early days as field rep for Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
Yeah, you know, when we're here at the FFA convention and looking around at these blue and gold jackets, always brings back a lot of memories from my days here not that long ago. A great program that turns a lot of young people into fabulous leaders. Certainly attribute a lot of my desire and passion back to this program as well. Never dreamed so many years ago when I was here that I'd be where I am today, but God is good. And ready to roll up my sleeves and meet the next challenge.
Senator Mike Schultz, an FFA alum, a grad of Class 5 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, and now the designated leader for 2017 for the Oklahoma Senate. Stars Over Oklahoma announced yesterday afternoon. We've got videos up on our website, Oklahoma Farm Report, of the four stars, including Star in AgriScience, Braden Kellogg of Ulaga, the Star in Ag placement, Hayden Crow from Chattanooga, District Star in Agribusiness, Blake Kennedy from Tecumseh, and District Star in Ag Production, or the Star Farmer for Oklahoma for 2016, Brock Beckman from the Kingfisher FFA. Now, while we're on the subject of Oklahoma FFA, they did wrap up their 2016 Oklahoma FFA convention with the announcement of their new state officer team for the coming year. Leading the officer team for 2016-2017, Kale Jean, who is the member of the Elgin FFA chapter. Kale will be the new president of the Oklahoma FFA over the next 12 months. The other members of the Oklahoma FFA officer team for the coming year include Piper Merritt from Owosso, state secretary, Adrienne Blakey from Stillwater, state reporter, Cleo Gerardo Ufala, Northeast District VP, Ridge Hughbanks Alva, Northwest District Vice President, Levi Baker Dibble, Central District VP, Tana Frizzell from Bing, Southeast District Vice President, and Garrett Saunders from Binger Oney FFA, Southwest District Vice President. FFA wrapping up their annual meeting last night in OKC.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.